from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yes, we are at Studio B, Buzzer Chevrolet in Monroeville. Before we get to the Steeler game, I was just alerted that our intern IT had a hole-in-one the other day. Sean, can you put IT on the line?
I sure can.
Hey, Joe.
Hello, IT. Tell us the details. Where was this? How many yards? What club did you use?
Wait, can you repeat that? I didn't hear you.
Yeah. Where, where were you? What club did you use and how many yards?
I was at Westmoreland Country Club. Mm-hmm. It was a 7-iron, 190 yards.
190 yards with a 7-iron, Paul. How about this guy?
Wow.
How did it go in? Did you see it go in?
Yeah, I actually heard it. It dunked straight in. So
what?
Yeah.
On the fly?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Have you ever played Westmoreland Country Club?
Yeah.
So that hole, what was it playing that day?
It was a back pin. So it was
190?
Yeah, 190.
Did you jump up and down and go crazy, and did you buy everybody drinks?
Well, I didn't really jump up and down because I was with two guys I didn't really know. So
yeah.
I didn't show too much emotion, but I mean, I was pretty excited.
Congrats, man.
Thank you.
That is awesome.
Thank you.
Have you ever gotten a hole in one?
No, I have come close a couple of times, but I've never actually had one. You've had one.
Had one in Florida, but nobody saw it, so I guess it doesn't count.
Did you see the picture of it?
Of IT's?
Yeah.
No.
I put it on Twitter. I can't find it on Twitter.
I'm busy fielding too much feedback from yesterday's Jackass Tony interaction.
I tagged you in it. Did you see that I put it up on Twitter, Trent?
Yeah, I saw it. I retweeted it.
Yeah, there we go. See? I mean, he knows.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That is a day to remember. Can you believe that Steve Blass had two of those in one round, Paul?
No, that's incredible if you think about it.
I mean, that's so far beyond lottery odds.
So what did you end up shooting, Trent? I mean, if you put a one on the card, well, I would hope that you...
Well, that's the I wasn't playing that well, but the one definitely helped out. I ended up with a 39. I only played 9 holes.
Oh, that's not bad, a 39. That's on pace for a 78, and I can figure that out, Paul.
39 is actually pretty good.
Congrats, IT.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Paul, let's turn our attention to game one tonight. Like I said, we talk about the Steelers every single day, and there's only so many games, so even a meaningless money-scrunching exhibition game is something to talk about here. Other than Justin Fields, who are some names and what are some things that we're looking at tonight? How about the new kickoff rule? How about that? Have you seen how it's played out in other games? the average starting line is spot is like the same as it was last year.
Right. I don't think that. First of all, by the way, Joe, I've got good news for you.
What?
This was just the semifinal heat.
Oh, good. Yeah, we just saw the U.S.
The U.S. I thought that was a medal heat. Which would explain a little bit because I kind of wondered why, you know, they kind of did what they did, where I thought the last guy could have maybe even gotten, you know what I mean, further ahead than he even
What did. Is this, the 4x4 something something?
It's the qualifying heat. Anyway.
There's nothing, by the way. And I compare it to boxing. I'm a big boxing fan, or used to be. Just the raw, like, human intensity of a one-on-one battle in boxing, like a fight. We're all attracted to that. Well, still in hockey, and then the same thing with a race.
Right.
Ever since we were a kid, let's race. Let's race. Everybody can relate to it.
That's the beauty of the race. The race is you and I on a track.
Yeah.
They say go.
No special equipment except maybe steroids.
It's me against you.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I want to see the offensive line. I want to see, you know, I mean, obviously, I'd like to see what Troy Fontenot does when he gets in there. I'd like to see where they put him. I'm assuming it's going to be right tackle to begin with. I would like to see what's the I can't think of his name now. The center from West
Frazier.
Frazier.
Well, they say that Herbig is playing great.
Right.
In fact, somebody used the term pole position with him. Right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Right.
What do we make of that? What do we make of it if Frazier doesn't start?
Well, I mean, it doesn't surprise me because the Steelers don't just hand out starting jobs to the rookies. You got to go win it.
So, let me ask you about the tackles because I was going
to
anyway.
Well, my point is I want to see Frazier.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the kid from South Dakota State who I hear, the guard who I hear is just a mauler, you know. So there's, you know, young guys, new guys on the offensive line that I want to see what they do.
Well, according to the Baconian Mongoose, we're going to have Dan Moore at left tackle, Jones at right tackle, and then when Fatanu comes in, he's going to go to right tackle and Jones to left. What are they doing? Why not just start out the way you want it to be? Especially, I'm not even talking about Fatanu.
Yeah.
Don't you want Broderick Jones, if he's going to be a left tackle, to play left tackle now?
Yeah.
Why toggle him?
Why play all these games? You know what I mean? I get it. You want these rookies to earn it.
Yeah.
But why play all these games? if you know that this is the way you want it to be and this is how it's going to be three or four games into the season, why don't you just start that way?
It feels like you're doing Jones even a disservice. Just right. Put him over there and let him go. You know, every time I hear somebody talk about right guard compared to left guard and tackle on either side, they say, and these are pros who come on this show and talk to us, that it's a difficult transition. Now, maybe for a select few, it's not. And maybe Jones is that guy that could just toggle back and forth and it's no big deal. But I just don't get that. If they start the season with Dan Moore at left tackle,
I think there will be a revolution.
How about
a revolt?
How about DeMarvin Leal? Apparently, this is according to Bacco as well, working at outside linebacker.
Yeah.
Now, this may be just because of a numbers crunch for this game, or it might be that he's a bust on the defensive line.
Yeah, when I read that, I thought, where is he going to play? Like, you've got your two outside linebackers already, and then didn't you just sign
Golden
back?
Yeah.
Where is there room for Leal to play outside linebacker?
I feel really not confident about this defensive line. You know, I hear people talking about it like they have a chance to be destructive. They do if they're all healthy and playing well. And that would be Benton, Ogunjobi, and Hayward. What the hell are the odds of that?
Right.
We got an 18-game season ahead, or 17. What the hell are they playing this year?
Especially Ogunjobi, who never seems to stay healthy.
Right.
I mean, that's the big thing with him.
Well, also, I think Cam is a gigantic question mark going into this year. Gigantic. He's coming off surgery.
Right.
He's played how many games in his career, and he's 35 years old. He's going on he's about to play his 200th game. He's played 194 games. I have no idea if Cam Hayward's still going to be a viable player, let alone a great one, which the last time he was healthy, that's what he was. I don't know. How can anybody possibly know that? But at the very least, at his age, he's going to rotate in and out. So I don't even see the point of mentioning, like, oh, their starting three is going to be great together. Wonderful. How many? There's going to be at least four, five, six guys in a rotation.
Right. And not just that, with Cam and Ogunjobi. Okay, let's do it this way. There's 34 games between the two. You know what I mean? 17 and 17. 34 games that those two guys are going to try and play, 17 each.
Yeah.
Out of the 34, how many of them are going to – how many? You know what I mean? I'd say Ogunjobi's going to miss at least six or seven, and Cam will miss at least four.
Sounds reasonable.
That's, you know, 24. If they get 24 games out of those two, I would be shocked.
Forget about receiver and corner. For me, the most worrisome position overall on this whole team, and it's not close for me, is defensive line. It's defensive line.
And I think you know, moving Leal is one of two things. It's concerning they weren't exactly overly deep there to begin with. Or maybe some of these other newer guys, these younger guys, are just playing really well, and they're he's now become expendable.
That wouldn't be a bad thing. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills, Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ray Fittipaldo coming up. We can ask him all of these questions and more. Going into the first time, we'll see the 24 Steelers together for a ball game, even if a lot of them won't be playing. It still should be very interesting. Fan weather, up to $7,500 in rebates in the Chevy Summer Drive. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Rain throughout the day and a high of 84. Got a lot of other things on the docket today. Bob Walk later in the show is going to be talking about this bullpen and what has become of it. And Paul, it's just an epic disaster, putting it lightly, yes?
Absolutely. I mean, if Holderman and Bednar don't figure it out, what do they have, 44 games left?
Yeah, when are we going to see Holderman again? That's the
but
other
I'm saying,
thing.
Holderman and Bednar, and they're like two of the cornerstones of that bullpen.
Right.
And, you know, no disrespect to Nicholas and Old Yeller and all these other guys. But at the end of the day, you had three guys down there in a bullpen that made that bullpen what it, you know, what it
yeah. was.
Holderman, Bednar, Chapman. Chapman's figured it out. But the other two, if they don't figure it out and they can't close down games.
How do you think Old Heller fares in Dodger Stadium? Fails. That was a,
then
that was a
oh,
Freudian
by the way,
slip.
We didn't even talk about this. They brought up that Domingo Germán.
They did?
Yeah, last night. Yeah, it was one of those. You know. Here's how you know, Joe, that they're not really proud of what they did.
It comes at 4 in the morning.
It broke. The news broke. I think it was that Alex Stumpf or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
You know, nice dude, nice guy, by the way. I'm not saying anything about him, but I think it was him.
Well, you only said his name.
Right. Well, I always like, you know, remember when he's got an F. It's S-T-U-M-P-F.
So is the F pronounced Stumpf?
I don't know. But
or
I
just always, Alex Stumpf?
I always like pronouncing it. Stumpf. Yeah. Just like when I used to call Rob Biertemple, Rob Biertemple, right?
Where is Rob Biertemple?
I think he works for a nonprofit. I think he's a PR guy or something.
Oh.
That's the last, I don't know. But anyway, yeah, so Alex Stumpf, who, like I said, I think he's a good dude. I ain't got nothing against him. I mean, he's a good reporter. He works hard. Pirates are selecting a contract of right-handed pitcher Domingo Germán. Germán has pitched parts of six major league seasons as a 5.12 ERA, 14 minor league starts in 2024. Previously reported he had an opt-out in his minor league deal, but apparently the Pirates have selected him. He's here. Well, he's in LA. And there was actually another report somewhere that he was starting tonight's game.
What?
There was another report somewhere. Now, I think one of our guys, it might have been Destiny's Child, he reported that basically he was, you know, not going to start. He was coming out of the bullpen, but I think it was Destin. One of the guys, you know, reported that. Yeah, he would join. Oh, it was Noah House. There we go. Well, it was Noah Howes. I mean, here's my thing. It was Noah Howes. And, of course, in order to get to the actual tweet about Germán, yes. You have to sift through all his nonsense about, you know, In-N-Out Burger and all the food yes. He's eating. And there's just some nonsense about Dr. Dre and whatever.
We have to go. We're keeping Ray Fittipaldi waiting.
But anyway, long story short.
Long story longer.
He says that he actually might be in play to start tonight's game. Can you imagine?
We go from Flaherty Keller to Flaherty Germán?
If that happens, here's the thing. Even if it's tomorrow that the guy starts, okay? Whatever. Could you imagine 10 days ago there were three or four games over 500, a game and a half out, met, you know, right before the trade deadline. We're all excited. They're going. If I'd have told you then, guess what? Within 10 days, Holderman would be hurt, Bednar would stink, and Domingo Germán would be in your starting rotation.
Oh, believe me, the further back they get, the more chance we see less of Skeens, I think. Anyway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.